Joy.
And I am Grecia. And we are
Basic Brown Nerds.
Ay, mija, ¿y el novio? ¿Dónde está?
¿Cuál? That's our new favorite answer.
Yeah, ¿cuál de todos? I think this is something we've been talking about for a while now. Especially around the holiday season. I think that's when we started being like, ¿y el novio?
No, the holiday season is peak y el novio season.
Yes, y el novio season.
The other one is like summer barbecues.
Oh, that's true. All the graduation parties and like the barbecues. Yep. Definitely a thing. All the weddings. Basically, whenever your family's together.
Oh, I think so. My family finally gave up.
They don't ask me anymore. I think most of them think I'm a lesbian. which there's nothing wrong with that. And whenever someone does assume, I do say that. I'm like, what would be so wrong with that? And then just put them on the spot.
They're like, mija, no digas eso.
And like, nobody even asks anymore. Like, now I think I've conditioned my family and people around me to ask about my career. And I'm just like, yeah,
that's very good. That's the thing with my family is like, no one ever talks about our careers because, like, you know, not everyone has a career, you know, like in my family, at least, like, you know, they're all immigrants and they all have just like jobs that they do to survive. And like, for example, like my dad works in construction and like sometimes he works other jobs with like some of our other family members. And so maybe they'll talk about that, but it's not like people are talking about promotions and stuff like that. So it doesn't come up. And so like, I never really bring it up because I'm like, okay, I'm not trying to like show up and be like, oh, guess what? Like, what? Like, it just sounds kind of like I'm bragging.
Oh, I see.
So in my family, like, we don't really talk about that, but like.
Oh, I'm the obnoxious person. Someone will be like, did your hair so-and-so got engaged? Or like, tu primo va a tener un hijo. And I'm just like, oh, that's nice. I just got a promotion and I just started this thing. And none of you can tell, but I'm flipping my hair obnoxiously. Now they just know to ask because I'm just always going to be like,
extra about it.
I'm just like, I'm not going to talk about my relationship. And even if I am seeing someone, that's not something I want my family to know. Unless it's something, like, you know, that I see a potential future with, and, like...
Like, that's not gonna happen for, like, a while. I know, well, I mean, so I am a single mom, so, like, I already have a child. So, in a way, I feel like, finally, they started leaving me alone. Like, I think... So, after my ex and I broke up, which was, like, 4 years ago now. So, it's been, you know, it's been a long time. Then he started dating somebody, like, 6 or 7 months later, which, you know, it's not... that bad or whatever. But I think, like, because I wasn't dating anyone, like, people just, like, people assume that, like, that's somebody dating somebody means that they moved on, and if I'm not dating somebody, it meant that I didn't move on. Meanwhile, like, I finished, so when my daughter was born, I was a senior in high school. I mean, sorry, senior in college.
I was about to say, I was like, wait, what? No. I was like,
I was a senior in college, and she was literally born, like, 2 weeks before graduation, and I had finished, like, 98% of all my classes. And I had, like, maybe a paper left for each class to hand in. And, you know, it was, like, a really difficult time for me for many different reasons. I made a decision to have a baby that, like, I love now. She's, like, freaking almost six, and it's, like, insane how big she is. But, like, at the time, it was, like, you know, it was a really hard time for me because I didn't plan on having kids, and, like, I had to adjust and everything. And it literally took me, like, 2 years to finally finish that very last coursework in order to graduate. And so after we broke up, like, I finally was like, how am I have a two-year-old and I haven't even finished those classes, which they're literally just waiting for me to hand in. And then so, you know, I finished college, I had a job I hated, I got a different job, and then I got the job where I am working now, which is in publishing, you know.
You're
like
freaking editor,
right? 3.5 I started there 2014. So yeah, 3.5 years later, I started as an editorial assistant, then associate editor. Now I am an editor.
Legit, man.
Yes. So like,
and you know, published books.
Well, yeah, I'm writing books now for, which are...
Oh, just so casual, so humble. I'm fanning her flames, guys.
I know, but, like, you know, I work in educational publishing, so, like, our books really go to schools. Like, you can't really go to Barnes & Noble.
I don't care. Publish a book, you know? Like, do not humble yourself right now.
Fine.
I know. Red.
I really am. That's so funny. And there's, like, no one else here. But...
but, like, I was doing things that obviously, like, I am now benefiting from the fruits of my labor that I was doing that whole time. But that whole time, because I didn't have a boyfriend, people were like, well, what is she doing? Like, look at her. And, like, now, you know, Ileana has all these, you know, other siblings that her dad has to take care of, you know. Mm-hmm. And now, like, literally the other day, my aunt was like, I think you did the right thing, mija, because at least you know, you have your life together, and, like, now he has all those other kids to take care of. I'm like, damn, like, finally 4 years later.
You're like, people, I've been saying that, but whatever.
Like, why do people think that, you know, you're only doing well as long as you have a boyfriend or you're married? Like, I mean, like, I already have a child, so at least I think that, in a way, eases a lot of the pressure from me, because, like, people can at least say, like, oh, her clock isn't ticking or whatever. Mm-hmm. But, like, you know, for people that don't have kids yet, like, you still get it. And it's just, like, a lot of women in their 20s that already know that they don't want to have kids are not taking seriously. And they're like, oh, you're going to change your mind. Like, stop worrying about your career. Like, you need to start worrying about having kids.
Right. And, I mean, I think there's some sort, not, like, even validity, but, like, you know, they're just like, oh, you're going to get older and then you might not be able to have kids. But, like, If my career is doing really well, then I can afford whatever the hell I want to have kids.
Exactly.
like, that's how I see it. Because I think that's the other thing, you know, like, I don't think I get it as hard here because I only have my immediate family in the U.S. And other, like, you know, tías and tíos that are very progressive and, like, you know, we're kind of lived the majority of their life in the U.S. So I don't really hear it as much. It's more like family, friends. And, like, my parents kind of just don't care anymore. They've always pushed me to be more, like, they knew I was a nerd, right?
Yeah.
And they kind of knew I wasn't, like, super interested or, like, obsessed with a guy after my first relationship that I was, like, all in. And then after that, I was, like, done. Like, me time. Right? Yeah. And so I think they haven't really pressured me as much, but it's more the outside. Like, whenever I've gone to Guatemala, remember the first time I went, people were just kind of like, oh, like, are you seeing anyone? You know, that's always the usual thing. And I'm like, why is that, like, our go-to, you know? And it's not an individual thing. I think it's, like, a society, you know? Like, especially in Latin America, like, you're either somebody's wife or mother or daughter. Like, you know, it's always in relation to someone.
Yes.
Like, why can't you just be your own person?
And I also think it's, like, the immediate, like, conversation to go, like, especially, like, if you're visiting from the U.S., like, they don't really understand how your life works here, and I think it's just kind of, like, what people default to as small talk, and it's, like, I think we have to change that around to, like, talk about other stuff, and it's, like, why are we always talking about men? Like, why can't we talk about,
like, with
things?
Some girls, you know, it's like, I mean, I think I don't hang out with those type of girls anymore.
Yeah.
I definitely don't, like, most of my people that I hang out with, it's, like, so tell me about your philosophy on life, you know?
Just are talking about our, you know, just, like, our brown nerd bullshit.
Yeah, we're just talking about brown nerdy shit. But, yeah, I think that is true. Like, you know, you kind of just default to the small talk. And it's always, like, what does he do? And I think the other thing that I noticed, especially, like, coming, like, from the Guatemalan culture, is we very much think, like, oh, it's whatever your husband does, right? Like, oh, is he a doctor? Is he a lawyer? Is he an engineer? And we don't even think, like, I had an instance where, like, my grandma was judging someone for leaving their husband. And they're like, oh, pero él hacía mucho dinero y, like, tenía buena casa y todo. You know, he provided her with all these things. And I was like, but he was abusive, grandma. Like, you know?
Yes.
And it was just like, she's so much happier. Like, yeah, it's going to be harder, but, like, she has her freedom back, you know?
I know.
And I think that's the other thing that's very toxic, is that
well,
we give in to those.
Oh, my God, when we, like, I remember the first family barbecue that we had after my breakup. So, you know, because I had a child, people took it so much more seriously. They're like, oh my God, like,
no va a tener un papá. I'm like,
he's there, she's fine, whatever. Like, I'm doing amazing, so whatever. But they were all like, you know, they were, so why did you break up? And I was like, well, I wasn't happy, and I want to do all these things, and I didn't feel like...
Also, that's not your business!
Yeah, but it's family, so, yeah, like, yeah, they make it their business, you know. And so then I was like, and I just didn't feel like I could do the things I want to do with him, and they're like, why not? Like, why didn't you feel like you could? And I was like, because... It was always what he wanted to do. Like, we were always mm-hmm. doing whatever he wanted, going where he wanted. Like, everything was about his world and nothing relating to mine. And they were like, ay, pero me and your uncle, we, you know, the first 10 years were bad and now we're doing so good. And I'm
the
like,
fuck? The rest of 10 years?
I'm like, you want me to be miserable for 10 years waiting for my life to get better with this guy?
Oh, no.
I was like, I'd rather be miserable alone because I'm trying to do what I'm doing and, like, failing at it as opposed to just waiting for shit to get better. Yeah.
I think seeing my parents, like, I love my parents. They're both great people. But I think even seeing, you know, my mom was with my dad because of that reason, right? Like, they were not compatible. But it was that pressure that, like, oh, we have to stay together as a family because you need to have a yeah. dad and you have to have this and you have to have this perfect
and
family
so much
structure.
Of that pressure is and always placed toxic. On the women. The yeah. women carry the burden of straining out your man if he's doing something that he shouldn't be
You're
doing.
Right.
Like, if he's cheating on you, it's like, oh, well, why are you getting his attention
right.
back?
I think,
like,
I had to check myself, too, when I think we were having a conversation yesterday, and I was like, well, why doesn't, like, the girlfriend say something to her boyfriend? And then I was like, because she shouldn't. Like, she shouldn't have to be responsible for his actions, right?
Exactly.
But yeah, no, and I think that was the other thing. Like, with my mom, they got divorced when I was 13, and they have been miserable forever. Like, you know, they just weren't compatible people. And I think that's also, unfortunately, a thing in, like, our society, especially in Latino communities, that you think you're just supposed to be there. You know, you're
yes.
supposed to stick it out. And, like, it's hard, and, like, you know, you're not thinking about, like, a partnership, and it's more just, like, you know, you're just dealing with it, right? And I think for me, that kind of shaped a lot of how I viewed it, because my mom, I remember her asking me, like, is it okay? And I was just like, yes, like, can you guys just please be happy? Like,
I know.
And so, like, she is happy, and she's moved on, and my dad is, like, a lot happier, too. He's single, but still, like, you know, I've seen that change, that, like, I think it shaped who I am, that I'm just like, okay, like, I don't want, like, that toxic type of thing, and also, like, seeing, like, okay, like, you know, I want something better, and it's not always great to just stick it out. Like, I did do that in my first relationship for, like, 5 years, and it was kind of just because I think we're so ingrained, like, oh, you know, you're just supposed to be, like, ¿cómo se dice? Like, sumitirte? ¿Cómo se dice?
Submissive?
Yeah, you know, and, like, whatever the guy wants, and, like, oh, okay, like, it doesn't matter that our personalities are not compatible. And I think sex is another thing of that, you know? If you think, like, well, we had sex, now we're tied to each other, you know? It's kind of like when we're talking about Jane the Virgin, right? They do the whole flower thing,
yes.
and, like, ah, oh, now it's destroyed, and it belongs to that. Like, we have this, like, very weird construct of virginity and, like, what that means and how,
and who
it, like,
takes it.
Right, like, they took it from you, now you belong to them. Like,
yeah.
So, like, ah. I don't even know what the word is, but it's bleh.
Yeah.
Patriarchal, I guess. But maybe that feeds into it a lot, too, that we kind of think, like, well, I had a kid with him, and, like, you know, he put his penis in me, and, like, that's the key to me now belonging to him. Like, what is that? What is it? Why is it that, like, okay, your penis goes in, and, like, bam, you belong to him. Like, I guess it's some kind of weird conquering.
I know, but it's just
like,
saying,
I'm going to be miserable for the next 10 years. Like, that's bullshit. Like,
I know.
But it takes
us
so long to unlearn that, you know? I think that's something that, like, as much as I'm like, ugh, white feminism, but I'm like, oh, wait, like, these are things that I learned and took from that I was like, wait, we do not belong to these men.
Mm-hmm.
And also, let's talk about how Latina women have also been spearheading this movement forever. Just, we're not heard. You know? But back to, like, what we were saying, I think also one of the things we wanted to talk about is how we're not allowed to date when we're young. And then
yes.
all of a sudden...
It's like your quinceañera comes and you become a woman.
I mean, that whole ceremony is like...
I know, I didn't have one.
Me either. I think it was a young, budding feminist that I didn't even know I was. I was like, I feel some type of way about this. I'm like, I want one.
Well, I just wanted my parents to save the money for the party to spend on my college education.
Oh my god, such a nerd.
I know. And then I got a full scholarship.
I made them rent me a limo. So.
What did I do? We went to have dinner at a Mexican restaurant with my family, and my mom got... Okay, so I grew up watching baseball, and I was really upset. What? Yeah, I love baseball.
El baseball.
And Yankee fan over here, and I love Derek Jeter, and my mom got me, like, one of those life-size cutouts of him.
No!
So that was my quinceañera present. So I had him in my room with me for, like, a long time.
Oh, my God!
Yes!
This is so weird!
What? He's so cute! And he was single for a long time. Now he's married, but, you know.
Oh, my God! I didn't know this.
That was my present.
That's awesome. I did not have one because, so I mentioned this a couple times. I grew up evangelical, so we can't have the cool parties.
You can't dance.
Because we can't dance.
Can't drink.
We can't drink.
My cousins both had quinceañeras and they both got like super drunk on tequila.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so that not would have been me.
No, it's like a rite of passage for us. Like, forget. It's like, it's not like
tu última muñeca. You take shots with the priest.
No, tampoco. It's like our rite of passage. It's like not like tu última muñeca and your first zapatillas. It's like, it's just like your last sparkling cider and your first tequila shot. Like,
oh,
that's kind of
damn. Is this your family thing or a Mexican thing?
No, this is just my family. Like, we just happen to always get
like
our
I've
hands.
Never heard of this. I have a lot of Mexican friends.
I know, and then you learn to stay away from tequila for a while because obviously it's awful, and then you'll get back into it later on in life.
Okay. But yeah.
Not to advocate underage drinking.
No, just for ceremonial purposes. but no, so we're not allowed to drink, and we're not allowed to dance. You know, gotta make room for baby Jesus. But... Yeah, so it would just predominantly be the ceremony, and I would have to invite my friends and expose them to the weirdness that was my life, which I used to not like to talk about a lot.
And you're like, I'm not doing this.
Right, and I think I was at this age, like I was 16, so I was at a very, like, I was always a very nerdy kid. I loved reading about everything, like cultures, religions. So I was at a, like, an age that I was very much, like, questioning why it was that we were doing things, like... My cousin had come out as gay to me, and so, like, I was questioning a lot of my faith, right? Mm-hmm. So I kind of was just like, I don't really want to have this ceremony. And I'm like, it's also kind of weird. Like, I didn't know, like, I didn't have the words to put into, like, I guess now if I were to look back, I was like, oh, yeah, it was not about the patriarchy. But, like, you know, I didn't have those words when I was little. I was just kind of like, it makes me uncomfortable. So I didn't want to have one. And I was like, let's just save money. And also, I would have to invite all the church people. And, like, I was not really a fan.
So that's kind of the first time people start asking about El Novio, because a lot of the times, a lot of the people that do have the party, you know, like, they have the dances and stuff.
Right, the shoe.
Uno de
it's
los,
a coming-of-age party, right?
No, but, like, uno de los chambelanes is usually the girl's date. Oh. And it's usually your boyfriend.
But, like, where did that boyfriend come from?
That's what I'm saying.
I like, wasn't even allowed to date until I was, like, 18.
I don't know. I just kind of
like,
told
I
my
had
mom.
To sneaky date, you know?
I think
like,
I did the same amiguito. Thing. El amiguito.
And I was like, mom, this is my boyfriend. And she was like, soy el amiguito. Like, you know, whatever she mentioned.
Like, they're in denial about it.
It's the boyfriend, you know? And then I'm just like, boyfriend, boyfriend, boyfriend. Until I was 20, right? And then I was just like, boyfriend. And she was like, okay, it's the boyfriend, you know? And he was also atheist, so my mom did not like that. And then all of a sudden, like, I broke up with him. And my mother was just like, oh my God, why'd you break up with him? He had a good job. He had all this. And I was just like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, you know, like, where'd
you
just
never
come
liked
from?
Him.
You hated him. You hated that I had a boyfriend. And then you're like, where's boyfriend? Like, oh my God, where's he? El novio on the side. And then everybody would be always asking, like, Valerie, where's the boyfriend? And I was like, no, I'm just, like, single, enjoying life. And they, like, could not conceptualize this. Like, it took my parents forever to stop asking about him. And I was like, I don't know. Anymore, you know, like,
do you
just,
want to talk to him? You call him,
right? I'm like, go, and then they'd be like, oh, novia, yeah, el niñito, you know, I saw him like working there, he has a nice job, and I'm like, good for him, you know, like, and they're like, oh, did you hear he got engaged? And I'm like, I'm happy for him, that's what he wanted, you know, I'm just like, I did not want that, like, I did not want that life
I
for
know.
Myself.
You're listening to Basic Brown Nerds, and we'll be right back.
Hey, Basic Brown Nerds, this is Joy Valerie, and I have some really exciting news for you. we have launched our merch shop. So you can go to basicbrownnerds.com/shop and rep the Basic Brown Nerd movement. And this is one of the ways that we can keep making high quality content and bring you season 3. Yup, we are bringing season 3 in 2020. And know that when you go to our shop, you're not just supporting us. You are not just supporting the production of this. 100% of the profits goes back into Basic Brown Nerds so that we can bring you more episodes, but also because I want to make all of the ideas that I have a reality, events, and keep bringing you awesome content that every time you listen or see Basic Brown Nerds, you know that these are people just like you, that in this time where people are talking so much crap about us, that you know that our community is strong, powerful, resilient, that we make things out of nothing. And to be honest, that's how we started Basic Brown Nerds almost 3 years ago. We started in front of a computer and just trying to figure it out. So if you've been listening since then, thank you so much. And when you shop from Basic Brown Nerds, you're not just supporting this, you are supporting local business, local Guatemalan-owned business right here in New York. So thank you, and feel free to reach out to us on social media at Basic Brown Nerds, and also to me at Joy Valerie with 2 E's on Instagram and Twitter. I am low-key addicted to social media. That's literally my career. I work in media. So I'm really excited to get to know you all, but also feel free to send me any opportunities, any ways to collaborate, to keep making this bigger and keep Basic Brown Nerds going. So see you next decade in 2020.
I'm just like in that point in my life where there's all these other things that I want to focus on, mm-hmm. and literally dating and having a boyfriend is not one of them. Like, I already, especially because like so many men are just not where I am in my life. Like, mm-hmm. like other Latino men still expect you to like take care of them, and like they expect right. so much. And I'm just like, I have somebody I'm taking care of. She is 5, and I'm fine taking care of her, but I'm not taking care of an adult. Like, right. I'm taking care of myself and her right now. Like, I don't have time for men.
Yeah, no, I kind of get where you're coming from. Like, I think for me, I've been single for like God knows how long. I don't even know. I can't calculate.
Long pause.
Try to count the years. I don't know. But like in that singleness, you know, I've been like, I like to call exploring. you know, just like my own sexuality and like my hoey life, which I own, and not in any derogatory way. I completely own the hoey. But I think, you know, like there comes a time that you're kind of just like for me, I'm just like, meh, I'm done with this. You know, I'm just kind of like, meh. And then I feel like that was also distracting me a lot because I was putting all of my attention on just like guys that were not worth my time, that were legit trash. And, you know, just guys that I was like wasting valuable time on when I could have been focusing on other things. Like, I'd be ruling the world right now, you know?
I know. Like, the last guy I dated was, like, right after my breakup. It was, like, maybe, like, 9 months after we broke up, I met him, and, like, he liked me, and he kept sort of, like, chasing me for, like, months, and then we were finally dating, and all of a sudden, he didn't have time. And I was like, what? So then, like, I broke it off because I was like, what the fuck? Like, all this time you're trying to get with me. Now we're actually together. Now, like, right. you're not even here. You're not even paying attention to me. And I broke it off. And then after that, I was like, either I've been with a guy getting over a guy or liking a new one.
Oh, my God.
Like, I need to take a break.
Like, when Liz Gilbert said that in Eat, Love, Pray, I was like, oh, my God.
Eat, Pray, Love.
Yes, that one.
Yeah. And I honestly, I first read that book in high school, and it's one of those books that I reread often because I really love her message. And like, yeah, like, we can all just drop whatever we're doing.
After I broke up with someone.
There you go.
And I was reading that. And I read it after that, and I was like, whoa, she's right. And I was like, I can't be in my 40s doing this thing, you know?
Yes.
And I was like, she did that well up into adulthood, you know? And I'm just like, I don't want to be that person. So I think it's good to, like, you know, like, for me, I read it, and I was like, okay, I'm going to take lessons from her life
Yeah, I still reread that book or rewatch the movie sometimes because it's like a good thing to just like remind yourself of that. Mm-hmm. And so I decided to take like a break, and then ever since then, like I was like, okay, I'm spending a year on me, right, doing mm-hmm. whatever I wanted, and I really did. And then like life happens, and then like a bunch of other stuff have happened, and so then I'm like, I'm still just taking time for myself. I'm still just, I am not ready to open my life back up to a man, or at least not any guy. Like, I think if I met somebody that I thought was worth my time, like, I would be open about that. Right. But I'm just, like, not looking. Like, I'm not out in the dating world. I'm not on Tinder. I'm not.
So, like, you know, I think for me, it's, like, now this opposite. Like, I used to just be like, hey, mm-hmm. you know, like, cute guy. He's dumb. Perfect target. guys, I never said I wasn't trash. like, I would be the worst male ever. But whatever, I own it, and I'm on learning, and I've realized men have feelings too, right? Like, you know, I went through like a phase and everything, so I think now, like, when and I think just going through the slew of trash and all the different levels of trash, I've reached this, like, I'm looking for the compost, you know?
Yeah.
And I think it's not even, like, I'm looking. I'm just, like, if I happen to meet someone or mm-hmm. if I happen to connect with someone, that I'm just, like, oh, cool, you're interesting. I want to be around you, you know? Like,
yeah.
Whereas before, I was, like, you are hot.
I need you.
Dumb. I hate you. This is perfect because I'm not going to have any feelings for you, and I won't treat you and think of you as, like, a solid person, which sounds horrible. But, you know, I think now I'm just like, okay. Like, I've met some really great guys, and I think I've definitely seen a lot of red flags mm-hmm. from previous guys that I'm just like, wait, I'm noticing this behavior. And I'm like, I don't like this, and, like, I don't have space. And I think for me now, growing older, it's, like, very much valuing my time, right? Like, time is money, and my time is valuable, right? And yes. I'm thinking that, and I'm just, like, I'm here to make that shmoney. Just always saying, si no me hablas de dinero, es mejor que ni me hables. And I'm like, yes. Right? So I'm like, if I don't meet a guy that's not here, like, to build my empire with me, then I'm just, like,
I know. Pass. I mean, even before Cardi B, like, Beyonce had the best revenge is your paper, and I'm like really taking that to heart. Like, wait, I'm working on that.
Oh, yes, yes,
it's formation.
Yeah, yeah,
just stay gracious. Best revenge is your paper. What? And I was really like, yes, like, I like anyone that's like pissing me off right now, which back then were a few people that were like really getting on my nerves. Mm-hmm. I was like, just watch, like, I'm not gonna waste my time on being mad at them, I'm not gonna waste my time on, like, you know, actually doing revenge. Like, I don't even know what that means. Like, I don't live in a telenovela, but whatever. But I was just like, I'm gonna focus on me. And then, like, they're just gonna see me doing great, and, like, that's all I need to do. Like,
I've had a couple guys, like, reach out, and they're like, oh my god, you're doing so great, I love what you're doing. And I'm just like, where are you? But yeah, I think that's, like, you know, and then it's just like, cool. Like, yeah, I think of everything as, like, it teaches me a lesson, right? Because you could end up getting real bitter, and I did go through that phase. But, you know, and then in the end, it's like, you know what? I learned my lesson. And now I'm definitely valuing my time a lot more. And I think that's the other thing, you know, when people are just like, well, maybe you'll change your mind. Or, like, are you looking for someone? I'm like, no, it's not my top priority. And I think that's something that's very, like, revolutionary in the Latina community, right?
And even, like, and even now, like, you know, I think, like, I want to advocate for, like, being happy and single, and it's like, I'm not advocating for people to be single forever. Like, you know, in a way, we all kind of want to find love, human, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's just, like, if you happen to be single, like, be happy, enjoy time. It. This is the time that you have to invest in yourself.
Starfish in your bed.
Yes. And then
learn what you love.
And my other
get a vibrator.
And my other thing is, if you are in a relationship where you are not happy, like, you don't have to stay there, and you don't need to jump from one relationship to another. Like, I have so many friends that
serial
do that.
Daters.
They just, like, they, first of all, like, they're unhappy in their relationship, and they never leave that person until they found the next person.
Yeah, this is not a job.
Yeah, you don't always need to have a man. Because even now, when I post something about being happy and being single, like, they're will be people that post and they're like, oh, but it's so nice when you do find one. And I'm like, yes, it is nice when you find somebody. Right. Don't rub it in my face that you found somebody. Like, dating is fucking hard.
It is.
So if I don't.
It's literally like going through job interviews.
Yes. You know? And it's just like, if I don't want to put myself through that emotional strain of like having right. to meet different people and having to deal with all sorts of bullshit to finally find someone I like. Then, like, leave me alone and let me be single and right. be happy.
It's like, you go be happy in your relationship. That's great for you, but it's not something I want right now.
It's just, like, why is it, like, it's just, like, a general thing. And people that, like, when you're happy doing something else that they're not doing, like, people just, like, feel offended or, like, people feel like you're against what they're doing. Like, we're not against people being in relationships. We just want people.
I'm happy for some of my friends that, like, I see them.
So they're getting married. Yeah. Exactly.
Like, one of my best friends, like, her and her, like, fiance are just, like, amazing together. Like, to see them interact, I'm just like, wow. Like, you can just see, like, how much yes. they love each other and, like, how good of a support system they are. Like, that is like a, like, when I see them, I'm just like, that's a true partnership, you know? Yes. And then you see other couples that are just like all up on each other or like bickering and just like you know,
but sometimes, like, you gotta watch one of those like slow speed car crashes, right? And I'm you're just like, oh, you'll get there, girl, or like, right? I'm so sorry you're gonna have to deal with this, but like,
right? And then I'm just like, I'd rather like work on myself, be happy right now, and like, I envision myself, like, I've always seen relationships as something as, like, you are happy on your own and you want to share that happiness with yes. someone, right? Like, I want a partner. Like, I want someone that's going to go with me on trips. And, like, whenever I tell them an idea, they're like, yes, let's do it. Or they're going to be like, girl, slow your roll, you know? Yeah. Like, you know, someone more like that. And I'm just like, I am willing to wait a little bit to have that instead of just jumping into something. And I've had to stop myself a couple times being like, wait, no, Val, slow your roll. Because I get too excited about things, right? And
I know, but you have to remember, like, when you first meet somebody, like, of course they're going to seem perfect. But right. then after a while, then you start. Because
it is like a job interview. You're and with then, best friend.
And then you start to see the cracks and you're like, well, you're not actually perfect. And right. I'm not willing to deal
yeah.
with those imperfections.
Because no one's perfect. And I think that's something about relationships that, like, when you see those imperfections, like, what are the imperfections that you are willing to put up with, you know? And, yes. like, want to work on together.
And right now I'm not willing to put up with any, so I'm just going to be single. Like, seriously. Like,
you're working on yourself, and you have your daughter. Right?
Exactly. That's my other thing. It's just, like, I mean, I wish, like, everyone could, like, have this filter that my daughter has become for me. Because I have her, like, I have to be extra careful about who I bring into my world, right? And because I have her, I'm just like, okay, like, when I do have another man in my life, like, I want to give her the example of the kind of love that I hope she will eventually have in her life. And it can't just be anyone, right? And I'm not gonna put up with BS from anyone and expose right. her to it.
Yeah.
And so I see some of my friends, I mean, obviously I did this when I was younger,
right?
But I see my friends even now, like, also just like my younger friends, like, coming out of right out of college, like, dealing with such trash guys, but they're like so in love with them. But I'm just like, okay, like, I get that you're in love with this guy, but like, you're not treating yourself the right. way that you need to be treating yourself. And I feel like I didn't really, like, my daughter did so much of that for me, and like, I just hope, like, I just wish, like, we could all do that for ourselves without mm-hmm. having to have another person to do it for.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like I want all of us to love ourselves so much that we know what we're worth without mm-hmm. without having to think of, I don't know if I would have been able to get to this point had I not have my daughter, but like, I definitely am at this point now.
No, where, I totally get what you're saying, because I definitely let some stuff slip. Then I'll have, like, some friends be like, yo, Val, no. Like, no, why did you just let that happen? You're such yes. a strong person. I'm like, right, you know? And I'm just yeah. like, but I think for me, what I've definitely set first is when I meet someone, I'm just like, listen. And I used to make time for guys, right? Like, I used to be like, I'm doing, like, you know me, I'm always busy. Like, mm-hmm. I'm always having, like, a million things I want to do. And I would be like, okay, let me just, like, move this thing around. And, like, okay, I'll try to, like, fit you into here. And, like, mm-hmm. not even telling them that, like, I'm moving my schedule yes. to make space for you, and then not expecting a guy to do the same thing, right?
Yes.
Like, oh, I'm tired. But yeah, and I think I've definitely set that. I think it's also about like setting boundaries for yourself and like what you will allow into your life. Like I definitely, when I meet a guy and I think they're great, I'm just like, listen, the truth is I'm very busy. Like I like you, but like I don't have as much time. This is when I'm available, you know? Like I've definitely started doing that. And I realize guys are like either one, intimidated, and they're just like, and I'm like, I don't want you in my space if you're intimidated by me.
Yes.
Like, or guys or some other guys that have been like better are just like, okay, cool, you know? And I'm like, perfect, you know? And I want to be someone that's with someone that's as busy and driven as me, because like, you know, if we have 1 weekend a month together, that's great. Like that's my ideal relationship. But yeah, I think that's the other thing. And also like letting some things slide. I realized I need to stop doing that so much. Like if I feel that little, you know, what's that? I need to find a that feeling intuition. For that. Is that what that is?
Yes. I mean,
intuition. I always call it that some type of way feeling.
No, but I think that's the other thing that we all need to work on, is that we all have that feeling and we all ignore it. And I think like what I have gotten better at doing is like listening. Yes, I listen to that little voice, which and the next time I wait, like I call it my chingona voice. But like, you know, like
that's your chingona.
That's my chingona voice. My chingona voice
is just like your alter ego.
No, my chingona voice is something. It's the thing that we all have, that we all know it's there, but we don't listen to. And so I'm trying to listen now. And so I like meet guys sometimes that I like, but then there's like something about them. And like, you know, recently like there was a guy that like, you know, I liked a lot of his vibes around him, but like there was something about him that like called me to him. But at the same time, I'm like, this is the kind of guy that when he fucks up, I'm going to justify it for him. And that means that I need to not be around you, because that's not who I'm trying to be anymore. Mm-hmm. And so even though, you know, something else I liked, like the other stuff I didn't. And I'm like, why am I going to be dealing with somebody that I only like parts of them?
That's
you know?
A good point.
And we do that a lot. Like we focus on what we like, and the things that we really don't like, even though they're enough for us to walk away from them, like we keep justifying them. And that's the other, it's like, it's not our
just
job.
Like, they're just so hot.
Well,
and
yes.
They have a nice.
But like, so I like wrote up a thing the other day. And it's about why women keep dating trash men. And it's because we have this, like, weird... So, women keep dating trash men because we think that we are worth it for men to change. So, like, we think when we see a man that's, like, not there yet...
That has potential,
we're like, oh, I'm gonna be enough for him to change and get his life together. And then guess what? They don't change. And instead of realizing that they're still trash men...
don't change until you leave them!
Not even. I don't think so.
I remember when I was young, I was friends... a family friend of mine, she told me, she was like, stop, don't date guys because they have potential. And she was just like, make sure that they have reached their full potential when you date them. And I you know, I was like 16 and I was like, sure, whatever, like you're crazy. And like now I realize, oh my gosh, she's so right. Like, why do we go after guys? Like thinking that like,
we're going to change them.
Like, I'm going to help them reach their potential. And it's like, no, I want guys, you know, you don't have to be perfect. Like I'm still trying to reach my full potential, but I need a guy that is on that way and doing the work to put
for himself.
Their, yeah, for himself.
Not because anyone else is
right.
telling
like,
him
like,
to
I'm here
do
to
it.
Be supportive, but I'm not here to do the work for you. And I think it goes both ways, right? Like same guy, like I don't need them to put in the work. Like, you know, I feel bad for some guys that I dated before I got therapy, right? Because I used to be so extremely codependent that, you know, I'm like, oh, I'm so sad that I would be like,
you need to be here for me.
Yeah, like, be here for me. And, like, they would. And, like, I could tell. And, you know, I think that was, like, the downfall. Like, a lot of, like, the relationships that I had was because I kind of just, like, completely immersed. And they were like, where the fuck did she go from being this super, like, happy person to, like, super depressed, right? And then, like, I expected them to take care of me, right? And I think that's something that was, like, that's also toxic, like, it was something ingrained in, like, our culture that's, like, oh, we're supposed to be taken care of, without me actually getting help and, like, doing the work myself. And I think that's also, like, we can never put that full burden onto someone. Like, a partner should not be your everything. Like, that's something that we do so much. That's, like, you're supposed to be my friend, my therapist, my lover, my everything. And it's just, like, that's dangerous, you know? Like, that's so much pressure.
But, yeah, so just, you know, to anyone out there that, if, like, there's nothing wrong with being single. And you can totally enjoy that.
So we really were, you know, we've been thinking about this a lot, and we're thinking this definitely needs to be part of, like, more conversations that we're having about relationships and dating and what it means when you're Latina and all these other intersections. But I wanted to do something for these episodes. I want to take out the trash. So me and my friends, every time I was dating some trash guy, we came up with nicknames for them. I don't know. Do you do that? Like, I feel like a lot of people do this.
Yeah, we always have. Yeah. Unless he's your boyfriend, he's not worth having a real name.
Yeah, like, you know, and sometimes I actually don't remember their real name. So I think the first trash that comes to mind is, we used to call him He Who Shall Not Be Named.
Damn.
Yeah, that's how bad he was. And this was, like, a bad relationship. We were, like, best friends, and then we would go back and forth on and off again. And he was super, like, I think he was a pathological liar, and he was, like, a master manipulator. Like, to the point that at one point I was dating his friend that he set me up with.
What?
Dude, my life is so weird. Yeah, it was bad. It was really bad. Anyways, this guy is trash, and I want to take him out. This is like therapy right now, man. Let's just get him out. Yeah, I was actually talking about this with my friend the other day, trying to tell her what I want to do, and she was like, that was weird. And I was like, it was weird. And he would even, like, try to come in and hang out on the dates that I was with, because it was his friend, and he was like, hey, and he was like, let's hang out together. It was really weird, and he was, like, really invested in that relationship that I had with the friend that he set me up with.
That is insane.
It was very strange. But yeah, anyways, he, like, really, he enjoyed it. Like, he loved playing games with people. Like, whenever we were in friend mode, I saw him do it to other people, and he would always just be like, I just, like, you know, I feel bad because you're one of the people that I was actually became friends with that I, like, you know, fucked up their life. And, like, you know, he was just like, I just enjoy making girls, like, a little hoey and causing daddy issues. And I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Right? It was insane. So I finally cut him out. And then the last time I saw him, we tried to hook up, and I was just like, no, I don't want to. And then he was just like, I think I'm in love with one of, like, my friends who was a male. And I was just like, okay, like, there's nothing wrong with that. And he just, like, went off on this, and I was like, this is so weird. So, like, I didn't even know if that was true at that point, because I was just like, are you just causing drama? I think he just wanted to cause drama, to be honest. Like, he thought his life was, like, a Kim Kardashian show.
That's so weird.
Anyways, I have cut this guy out, and I am taking out the trash. Goodbye. He shall never be named again.
Ever. Bye. Dun, dun,
dun. Dun, dun, dun. So, thank you all for listening and, you know, healing with me in that session. But, yeah, if you guys love what we're doing, I know a lot of you guys are saying how you can support us. We have set up a Patreon page if you want to go donate. Help us get some awesome audio and keep doing this work. Thank you all. Go email us any questions to basicbrownnerds@gmail.com and follow us on Instagram.
Thanks for listening to Basic Brown Nerds.